Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Monday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. As we get a new week of CNL going here, a lot happening. We got plenty of baseball games tonight. We've got a lot of stuff from the weekend that we have to talk about, including the golf, which was not a great finish. Never a great finish when that guy wins, like he's done all year long. But really, the main focus tonight is a Game 7 for a championship. The Stanley Cup Final comes down to it. Panthers once had a 3-0 lead. Now they will try to prevent being talked about forever. And you talked about forever one way or the other. You're the first team ever to win a cup for Florida, or a team that blew an 0-3 lead in the Stanley Cup Final. A 3-0 lead, I should say. So very, very interesting night ahead. Mike Carver and the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. This is it, baby. Do or die, Game 7. I actually, nothing better in my opinion, right? I mean, the drama, the way that this series is unfolded, you got, you know, the blue-collar team, you got the finesse team, the stars. I mean, everything's on the line, and hopefully we don't have, like, a snoozer, right? Hopefully this game potentially is, like, you know, one score, tie going into the last 5 minutes. Maybe we have overtime, and maybe, just maybe, we have drama. That's the only thing. I don't want to see a one-sided victory either way, like 3-0, or I want to see this game very competitive right down to the final finish.
When you look, Joe, at the, and I did this a little earlier today, when you look at the history of Game 7s in the Stanley Cup Final, I would say it probably, Joe, I would say it was like 85% of the time. Mm-hmm. It's a hell of a game, like a one-goal game down to the end. The last one you had was, I guess, 19. Blues and Bruins went to Game 7, and it was, a 4-3 game. Of course, a lot of people remember 94, the Rangers-Canucks. That was a one-goal game. I had the list earlier, Joe, but it seems like it usually is. Oh, me and Scotty were talking Red Wings Penguins in 09 at the Joe, which was a 2-1 game. So, and Joe, unders too. I know you've probably seen that stat flown around all day today in terms of unders in Game 7s. And 4-0 in the Stanley Cup Final. I think that goes back 20 years, Joe. Let me see what that... I'm going to bring that back up for you. Just to make sure that you have that correct. I never want to give you wrong information, Joe.
Don't, no wrong information, Corbett. No.
Since 2005, unders are 44-26-3, 63% in Game 7s, and they are 4-0 in Stanley Cup Final Game 7s in the last 20 years. So that's what we're looking at tonight. I think, Joe, we are going to get an under. I really do. I think this game's an under, and I know I said this on Friday about game number 6, but... I just feel like maybe it's fitting, Joe, with how this series has gone, that it ends in overtime tonight.
Maybe we get that.
Fantastic. That would be
even better for me and you if it went to double overtime, so we can maybe get that.
I know.
That college football playoff ticket across, but we can't.
Gluttons, right?
But that aside, Joe, I just think that this will be the tightest game of this series. There is so much on the line. There is so much at stake. You expect Connor McDavid to do something. And you know, Joe, they won that game Friday night. He did nothing in that game. He didn't have no points. He did not have a good, night in terms of the score sheet. I'm interested to see who steps up tonight, Joe, because there's always a hero in a Game 7. There's always a hero.
There is. Now, I will say I'm on Florida here. I'm going to take the under. I'm on Florida, and I'm going to go to my guy Verhaeghe to score a goal, Carver. Do I love it? No, but it gives me at least something to root in here tonight.
Florida, you know, Joe,
Verhaeghe.
I've said this to you the last couple games, and I just think it's so important. The first goal tonight is so massive.
Huge.
When you
huge.
Look at the last three games and how the Oilers have scored first, pushed the pace, and put the pressure on Florida, and they haven't been able to respond. If Florida could somehow, for the first time in four games, find a first goal here tonight, I think, Joe, it would kind of like lift a little weight off their shoulders too, right? It's been a long time since they've had a lead in this series. A long time in a game.
How about their goaltender, too?
And you talk about, you said earlier in the playoffs how he was leaking oil against the Bruins or whoever it was. He's really been leaking oil at the end of this series, Joe.
He's puttering to the end. This is what I was looking for, and it just came in the wrong series. No?
Yeah, no. You thought that this would eventually happen. But, man, leaking oil. He's been doing. And I also think, Joe, when you look at games like this, and this is also, this isn't hard-hitting analysis here. It's very cliched. If a goalie makes a big mistake, it'll cost you this game. And that's where Skinner and Bobrovsky, there's a lot of pressure on those guys, Joe, because again, the margins are razor thin in a game like this tonight. And you cannot fall asleep on a play and let in a cheapie. Cheapies in games like this, sometimes, Joe, that's what wins you the game, is cheapies.
No, you're absolutely right, Carver. Cheapies do. The chippiness. And that's where maybe Tkachuk or some of these other guys, right? I feel like Draisaitl, too. Like Draisaitl and Tkachuk are those type of guys always around the net. McDavid and Hyman are the real scorers, right? And I know Draisaitl, too. But Draisaitl does a lot of dirty work cleanup right in front. And that's where I feel like, maybe if you want to take a shot, Tkachuk and Draisaitl in terms of first goal scorers tonight.
In terms of first goal scorers, you want to go with them tonight?
Do you?
It's got to be the big guys, right? Got to be the big guys, right?
It is, I would think.
Who do you want to do? You want to do both those guys for the Panthers? Then nobody else shows up for them.
All right. I think it's Verhaeghe or Tkachuk. Which one do you think?
I think I'd rather play Tkachuk. They're both the same price. They're both 13-1 for first goal.
Okay. So what do you want?
Vandal did a weird thing today, Joe. They had a boost up for McDavid.
They took it down?
They changed it in the middle of the day. I guess they felt like they were going to get beat over. Maybe their numbers. Somebody's probably got axed over there today because it had McDavid to score a point and Oilers to win at plus 150 was the boost. And they wiped it away, and I guess the EV was pretty high on it. And now it's McDavid for three shots on goal and the Oilers to win at plus 200. So I played it, Joe. And, I'm also thinking that leaves me some room that if it is a one-goal game and maybe Florida's down,
right.
I can maybe get both sides at 2-1 at some point. As long as McDavid gets to three. If he gets to three shots on goal by the third period and maybe Florida's down a goal, I got some room there if I wanted to go the other way with it.
All right, Joe, we're just getting going. We got to look at the baseball, too. I know there's a lot of heavy totals tonight in Major League Baseball. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. What's the matter, Joe?
I just know from Friday you weren't a big fan of the disco, and because Matias is out, that we're playing a little bit of the, you know, I know you want to get amped
up. Well, I know. Well, listen, I know how it goes. It's all good. That's listen, JP's in tonight. Matias is off, and I don't blame JP. I'd be doing the same thing as he is. I'd be running. I'd be running the same track
but
list
I know
Friday
how it
night.
Gets you. Like,
I don't blame him.
I need to get you a little riled up. I need to crash
great,
you into the
great,
boards with an
the
elbow.
Great disco Fridays for you and Matias.
People love it. Hey, people have embraced our show. Think of it. Put it with the golf. It's nationwide on the network. People want, you know, they're putting up Wheel of Fortune. They're tweeting you out. You have 16 loaves under each arm. Everybody that tweets me, your partner with the golf, this. The golf has been a nation. White thing, and now Disco Fridays is starting to catch on. I actually I've seen a couple of listeners drive with the strobe light in the middle of the car listening to us on the network. So
wow.
Hey, I'm just saying, you know,
how about that?
That's it. Put your bell bottoms on and get down to the Bee Gees, baby.
It's okay. I don't mind. I told you on Friday I don't mind Disco Fridays. I don't mind them. It's all good. I'll tell you what is a dis. I want to tell you this too. This is a disgrace as well.
Don't tell me the baseball because 4-1. There's Cincinnati.
No, well,
there's
Cincinnati. We're gonna get to that too. I'm gonna give you the baseball scores in a moment. Before I do, and I guess they're still like 5 minutes away from starting this hockey game. Yeah. I have heard reports from down there, Joe, and I have seen the pictures. The Florida Panther fan base, or however many there actually is of them, they should be disgraced tonight,
nobody's
Joe.
Nobody's there.
For all, no. Oh, there's people there, all right. They must have all sold their tickets to Oiler fans because it is, I mean, it looks like an Oiler home game.
No, that ain't.
The amount of orange and blue in there.
That ain't right. You can't do that.
Well, Joe, this is, you know, the highest bidder, I guess.
Well,
I guess everything's worth a price when your team has a game seven at home for the Stanley Cup.
But this is the problem with Miami. This is why, okay, the Dolphins will never win a Super Bowl in the coming years, and this is why the Miami Hurricanes will not get back to respectability, because there's nobody that goes to these games. They could be playing the Kansas City Chiefs for the AFC Championship in South Beach, and you'll get about 10,000 fans, okay? And the Hurricanes could be squaring off with Georgia for all the marbles, and you get about 10 fans that come in because all they care about is the brand and going to the beach and getting a tan on. That's all they care about. You know that as well as anybody. I mean, that's why there's certain fan bases that back, and there's certain fan bases that provide home field advantage. Look at this, Game 7 with Connor McDavid coming to town. I would hope that there's a bunch of people, rats in there. You know, throw some rats at this hack, okay? Give him an elbow. Set the stage. I'm tired of seeing his face.
Throw some.
I got to talk to Vinny in the offseason. Maybe I have to talk to Vinny. Should I reach out?
Oh, double V? Vinny Viola?
Double V and say, especially if they don't win.
You can't have... Well, Joe, let me just tell you something. They're going to be talked about in the wrong way for a long time if they don't win tonight.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though, Carver.
So,
I mean, you had this team on the ropes, dead and buried, and you can't put them away, let alone you have gutless fans that don't even come.
Selling all their tickets. One section of the bottom row, looks like the entire place is Oiler fans.
They're all going down to Boca, Meat Market. They want their steaks. They're all going to Jupiter. They're all going, you know where they're going. I mean, come on now. Delray. That's where they are right now. Delray. They're on the strip. They don't care about this game.
Delray.
They're at Monterano's. Best meatballs this side of East Coast, supposedly. I haven't had it yet, but I'm hearing stories.
They're lining up, I guess, for the anthems here, Joe. Let me give you what's going on with the baseball. Cleveland leads Baltimore 3-2. Yeah. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning in Camden Yards. Jose Ramirez hit a homer to put Cleveland ahead
before. The Phillies have a 4-1 lead over the Tigers, top of the sixth in Detroit. 1-1 top of the fifth in Tampa between the Mariners and the Rays. The Reds just extended. They're up 4-1 on the Pirates now. That was a very heavy total tonight, Joe, in that game.
It was 9.5. I altered it up to 10.5, and at plus 110, I think I could get there. First and third, Carver, first and third.
Let's go. I could use a Sawinski homer from the Pirates if he'd like to help out with the total.
I need this Blue Jay game to open up, this Blue Jay team.
The Devers just hit a homer for the Red Sox to make it 2-1. That was a ring the bell, by the way, Joe. I gave that one out on Coast to Coast today.
Hey,
so Devers was part of Tater Time. So we have that in the mix, too. Scoreless in St. Louis, top of the third, Braves in the Cards. Top of the first, Dodgers and White Sox. Garrett, don't call me Davy Crockett, is going for the White Sox tonight. He's actually been really good, Joe. I know the White Sox are pathetic, but Crockett's done. And that's why the Dodgers were such a, honestly, I thought, short price tonight. Considering they're playing the White Sox. Marlins and the Royals. This was a big total, too, Joe. This guy Munoz has been hammered so far this year. He's given up a lot of taters, and I'm hoping the Royals can get one, including Big Vinny Pasquantino.
Who?
Vinny from around the Frinny from the deli. Vinny Pasquantino.
Vinny from the deli.
Texas and Milwaukee also underway, bottom of the first. Later on, Joe, Oakland is in Anaheim, the Nationals are at San Diego, and the Cubs are in San Francisco. Now, those totals are a little lower than some of the other ones we've seen around the league tonight.
All right. I think this, you know what total I think is going to go high? I'm going up late night. I think the total in L.A., 9, it's juiced to the under. Something tells me, I mean, the A's were gutless Sunday against the Twins. Against this team, I think they could score some runs or get shellacked. So I altered it up to 11.5. And then Steel Mills, 7.5. I'm going to alter it up to 9.5.
I got to tell you, Joe, you see who's singing the national anthem here?
The guy Blake?
No, the guy. It's Alanis Morissette is doing the national anthem.
I don't know. I don't have it on yet.
Why, if you're Florida, would you have someone of Canadian heritage singing the national anthem tonight? You can't have that. And I'm sure she did a hell of a job.
Vinny,
I'm sure
that's a Vinny thing.
I'm sure she did
phone.
A great job because she's a great singer. But you can't have a Canadian singing the national anthem down in Florida. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us on a Monday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. All right, Joe, they're underway. In Sunrise. Let's go, baby. Game 7, the Stanley Cup on the line in the building. It's been in the building the last three games, too. But tonight, it is guaranteed to be going home with somebody because this is the end of the line. They have played the absolute max. And everybody, this is Joe. You know what they call a game like tonight? Empty the tank. Empty the tank.
Now, I hope these refs don't get involved either, Carver.
Yeah, you don't want that. That's never good. We don't like when refs get involved. We want the refs to stay out of it.
Let them play a little bit. Barring anything major, you know, chippiness in Game 7, I mean, you got to let it go.
I agree with you. They got to let it go. I don't disagree.
These rinky-dink calls that they, you know, we can't have this in Game 7.
Nobody wants rinky-dink calls.
This is it. This is like the Daytona 500 back in the days of thunder. Rubbin' is racing,
baby. First goal, so huge. 16 of the 17 Stanley Cup Final Game 7s have gone under the 5.5. So, Joe, I gave you that number of the 4-0. That was in the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. And ESPN just had one up that extended it throughout the entire history of the Stanley Cup Finals. Only one of the 17 games went over 5.5. It's a tight game, Joe, and nobody wants to make the mistake. Nobody.
Nope.
And that's why I thought I'd play the overtime at plus 360. So I'm in on that.
Wow,
too.
Look at that. Wave off the icing there. Nice play by Florida flying to the puck.
What time do you have on the screen right now?
17:55.
Okay.
Am I ahead or no?
I'm not telling you.
It's not cool.
I'm going to keep it to myself.
Come on. Not good. Not good. Don't do that. I got two screens up. One's hard.
What about
here?
Don't forget
it.
Else, Joe. You got them. Wow, what do we got? Montour this down fumble. Here.
This fun. No, they didn't call something, did they?
I don't believe so. I don't think you're going to get that. Hey, Joe, you got the... Oh, wait, they're going over to the box.
What are they doing? What are they calling?
Wow,
here?
Florida grabbing a power play here. 2.5 minutes into the game.
That's a good
Joe.
Call.
Now,
That's
remember
a good
this,
call,
Joe.
Fogle.
Remember what I said to you last when Friday night when we started this game?
I know.
They gave up shorties to start games 4 and 5.
Yeah, that's up top.
This is their chance. That's Fogle 2 minutes for high sticking. Here comes the Florida power play, Joe, and they need to capitalize. They have to make a statement very early in this game.
That's it. Come on, Verhage. Come on, Verhage. You know, I didn't play Forsling tonight.
You don't got to worry about
Forsling. No, don't say that. Don't say that. The guy's always around the puck somehow, some way.
Yeah. He's always around the puck.
Is that what's it? Barkov taking the
Barkov's taking the draw, yeah. Three-run homer for Bryce Harper and for the Phillies, Joe.
Yeah.
7-1 Phillies. 7-1
Smash
Phillies.
Him. Smash
what
him.
Do I you have that one all
I do.
To?
I do. Oh, 5-2 Reds. 5-2 Reds. Let's go, Carver.
Yeah, Pirates got a couple guys on. They just had an RBI single.
All right, come on. Come on. I need runs.
You need what? Boston to open up too?
I just saw. Didn't Boston have. Man. Whatever. Let's just go.
The Oilers have killed 46 of their last 47 power
plays. Kiss of death right there. That's a kiss of death right there.
Wow.
That's it. You never want to
Panthers
that
are
stat.
1-for-19 in this series.
You just kiboshed it. Sorry,
well, Joe, they give you the power play stats every single power play. So.
But this is game 7. It's different. It's different. Just has a different feel, doesn't it? Doesn't it?
It sure does. That's a different feel in Florida with all those Oiler fans in it.
Where do you see Oiler fans? I see the whole sea of red.
I'm getting the reports from on the ground, Joe. Boots on the ground giving me the reports. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Rocking with you on a Monday night, Game 7 Stanley Cup Finals. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159 on a Monday night. All right, Joe, we have first blood in the Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. We told you how important it was going to be for Florida to score first just to kind of get a little weight off their shoulder and actually play with a lead again in this series. That's precisely what they did, Joe. We told you they were having a power play. They didn't actually score on the power play, but they had some great chances. And right after it was over, a beautiful tip in front from Carter Verhage as he does score the opening goal of this game. Now, Joe, that was a 13-1 hit. I hope you had it.
Well, I sent you the ticket. I had any time score.
Yeah, that's just not enough. You should have played him for first.
Carver, you know
that actually tells how cold you've been running because that you said that he was going to score the first goal and you didn't play it and it ended up hitting. So, I wish you would have told me you didn't play it.
I got all right. I did play it though. I sent you the ticket. I got Florida and Brady to score in the under. All right, come on. I got 5-3. There we go, Reds. 5-3 and bases loaded in Red Sox, Carver. I need the over.
Edmonton responds immediately.
Oh, boy. Wow.
What a response by the Oilers.
Is that Fogle again?
No. That was Janmark, yeah.
2-0
Carver. That's one way to change things.
I tell you, Bobrovsky's a complete sieve.
He has not been good. I'm going to see this again now, Joe. So a little breakout here from the Oilers. Oh, he got behind everybody. And he put it over the stick. You know, look, it's hard, man, when you're one-on-one like that. But early in the playoffs, Joe, Bobrovsky was stopping those. You know, he was even stopping the one-on-ones. He's just not getting any of them right now. So a very fast 1-1. Not a good, if you're sweating the under ticket now, not a good start for unders.
No. Not.
That's not for good. Sure.
And Florida has no more. It's like they blinked and they're back to even.
Yeah, you see, I literally didn't even get finished saying, Joe, how, you know, they get a chance to actually play with a lead here for a little while. They basically had like a minute and a half of playing with a lead. That was that. Live total, Joe, 6.5, -150 to the over.
It's going to the over. Oof. It feels like. I mean, these. Oh, you missed it. Look at this.
McDavid have any shots on goal yet?
They are flying to the puck. What do you have? Shots on goal from McDavid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the boost for him to have 3 shots on goal and Edmonton to win. He doesn't have any yet. I haven't even seen him out there. Guy better make a presence.
I tell you, this Red Sox game, I have the over. Everything's opening up. 2-0 Cardinals over the Braves. Not good. Not good right now.
You in on the Brazil game tonight at the Copa?
No, not even close.
No?
No.
Colombia beat Paraguay before.
I've been running cold. This is not good. Not good right now.
Did you see the Italians at the Euro this afternoon with that late
equalizer?
Couldn't
even tell you, you know. Was Nino playing well? Did Nino play well?
Who?
Nino.
I don't know who that
Nunzio,
is.
Nunzio? Dante?
Are you just assuming that there's a Nunzio on the team? Is that what you're doing?
Nunzio, a Nino, or a Dante would be my take. Nobody?
No.
2-1. I need these Red Sox. You know, they did it against the Reds. They unbelievable. Just...
They're the ones that left you to dry on Sunday? The one you
No, the Cardinals
the game?
Last night against the Giants had a big parlay going. No good. Eight runs.
Well, you've been getting close, Joe. Eventually you're going to knock one of these down.
Yeah, I know. But it's the baseball so boring for me, you know? I can't. Yeah. I don't watch it. I just
you
hope that
like,
there's runs.
You got like 6 weeks or 2 months? I saw 2 months today is week 0 college football.
Yeah, 2 months is 60.
August 24th.
That's a long time, Carver. I know you don't think so, but it's a long time.
Man, not when you got the golf and the dingers. It's not that long.
The golf and the dingers. All right, whatever. I need these Red. Can we root these Red Sox in? Could we get like a score, like, you know, just a bonanza, 8 runs? Could I get an 8-run sixth?
Sure.
I mean, these red, not the Red Sox so much as the Blue Jays. Like, this team is completely gutless. Like, you know, like, really. They're just completely gutless. This Vlad Guerrero, they're all dead to me. Really.
You pushed a few too many chips in on the Blue Jays this year.
Yeah. No, well, you live, you learn. You know, what could I say? You live, you learn. No, it's true. It's the truth, Carve. You know,
yeah,
you live
I'm just
and
saying,
you learn.
Just a few too many chips.
Yeah, well.
It's okay.
We're not going to make that mistake no more.
No, we're not. We're not going to do that at all. 10 minutes in now, first period, 1-1. Florida's outshot Edmonton 6-3 so far in this game. And Florida's had a decent amount of offensive zone time. Oilers, really, you know, you haven't seen much yet, Joe. There really hasn't been anything McDavid yet. I see he's out on the ice now. Maybe that'll change. But a quiet start for him and the crew.
Yeah.
You're hoping it stays that way. You'd like things to slow up a little bit with that under.
Yeah, you got a world of time for Higgy. Should have taken 1-2. He's going to be hot.
Well, I always tell you, 2's better than 1.
2 is better than 1. Double
3-0 Cardinals. 3-0 Cardinals.
That's it. Where are they? Where are they in my thing here? There you go.
How many do you need?
I got so many tickets. I don't even know. I got the Ranger over. I got the Mariner over. Dead. They're all dead. These tickets are all dead. 3-0. These Red Sox are going to leave me at the altar. It's not going to be cool. 2-1. I mean, I need a miracle at the Meadowlands. Where's Joe Pisarcik when you need one? DeSean Jackson, give me something.
Here come the Oilers flying in the offensive zone, Joe. They are just moving.
Yeah.
Florida doing a lot of standing around right now. There's Bob making a save.
Who was that? Dreisaitl that got his own rebound on that?
Yeah. I don't think it was Dreisaitl.
Bouchard? Was that Bouchard?
Maybe.
Look at me with the names.
This is the thing. You've been invested for months now. These guys have been playing playoff hockey for 2.5 months. God, it takes so. Think about that, Joe. It's literally over 2 months this has been going on.
Yeah, but it's a fun 2 months.
Yeah. It's great.
It's not like baseball.
When this ends tonight, it's a crawl to football. It's a crawl because the baseball does get. You know, the night in, night out of it is. That's why I've gotten so into the Dingers, just to keep me occupied. If I was betting the act, like you, I can't believe you're banging your head against the wall with these alt-overs. I couldn't do it.
It's just so boring right now.
I want nothing to do with it.
I'm getting smashed, though. I'm getting smashed. You know, it's not like I'm having fun doing it. I'm getting absolutely smashed doing it.
Well, I think you're also now, you're making them bigger and bigger, just trying to get it all back in one shot.
Yeah. Problem.
I don't know. Sometimes that's not the way to go.
This is what happens.
Hit some singles. Hit a bunch of singles. I know. Listen, that pig Scheffler, he took it all away from me this weekend at the Travelers.
Again with Scheffler.
Can you believe this guy, Joe?
6-1,
I mean,
right?
Honestly, can we go away?
No, but he's won 6 times this year, right?
Yes.
Am I wrong?
And they're all big events he's won. It's not like he's out winning the jabroni events like this week, you know, and I've never looked forward to a jabroni event more than this week in Detroit, Joe, because he's not playing.
6-3 Reds, Carver, 6-3.
Wow, 6-3 Reds.
Come on, I need that Kansas City game to open up. I need your game to open up.
I hope so. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Look out! Sirius XM, Channel 159. Here with you on a Monday night. On the grid, 844-843-6879 is the number. All right, Joe, 6.5 to go here in the first. 1-1.
Slow down again. Slow down.
Which is expected, Joe, I think. I think it'll be tight for a little bit here. No, I wouldn't be stunned. I think we'll get 1-1 going into the locker room. I don't think you're going to see
4-0 Cardinals. Come on, smash them.
How about that?
Come on, Blue Jays. Come on, Blue Jays.
Yeah, they got nothing going on, Joe. They've had problems.
Got a
runner
on first. I don't even know what best case scenario is. 2-2. Maybe they get 46 runs in the
How many runs do you need in that game?
Don't ask, because they're too many.
Yeah, too I don't many. Think
I
that
thought
one,
they'd be slapping
gotta,
it off the green
I'd start. I start throwing them together for the night session, Joe.
I'm already ahead of you. Already ahead of you.
Are you? What do you got?
I took your totals not helping me out right now. I got that alive with the over in the Ranger game,
that's in the second inning. So
third inning, top three.
We'll hold off killing that until you get scoreless.
I need the over in this Philly game, over 9.5. I have 8 runs. I need over 12.5 Reds. They got 9. I need over 10.5 Rangers. They got nothing. And over 11.5 Marlins, they got nothing. So right now, I'm screwed with those. Late night action, I took over. What do I have late night? Let me see this mess. Over 9.5 Braves. They got 4. Parlayed with over 11.5 Athletics Angels and over 10.5 Cubs Giants. So at least I'm alive with that right now. Did you hear me or no?
Yeah, I heard you. I got you. Don't worry.
Come on, Blue Jays. Blue Jay! Blue Jay!
Joe, there's one other thing that we need to mention.
What?
It is also the championship of
college baseball tonight, the College World Series.
Oh, yeah.
Which is in the fourth inning.
Who's watching that tonight? Anybody? Come on.
You know, that's a tough scheduling job, especially considering ESPN has both of them. Why? They, I mean, they didn't know it was going to be potentially game seven of the... You can't play this game tomorrow night? Like... Honestly, Joe, I mean, sometimes these people schedule this stuff, and it's a sport where maybe you could actually have a chance to get a little gas that you don't normally get.
Yeah, especially people looking for something, people looking to gamble on something.
Well,
you know,
it's 3-1 Tennessee in the fourth.
All right.
So the live total is 8.5. I kind of like the over earlier today when it was 10, or it might have been a tick below that. It might have been 9.5. I don't remember, but. Teams that score first, game 7, 149 and 48. Teams that score first won 5 of the 6 games in this series.
Yeah.
Wow. How about that, Joe? A lot of numbers for you.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is who's going to step up, who's got the better goaltender over the next two periods. Right now, I'd say Skinner's better, a little bit better than Bobrovsky. Just because that went right through him. The guy's Swiss cheese. He's got so many holes in him. Am I wrong? I mean,
no.
Yeah, I mean, not only that, he's just allowing rebounds. I mean, he just looks like he's just like a brick standing there. He's got no flexibility. He's not butterflying.
He's not confident with the Olay.
He's not doing the Olay with the glove. I told you, it's all a sight job. Look at him.
2-2 Red Sox and Jays. 2-2.
Oh, we got life. Oh, it's a hoagie fest. Oh, hoagie fest.
At least it's tied, but you got a lot of work still to do.
I'm hanging on by a thread, Corbin. Hoagie fest, we got a shot here. 2-2. I got a good parlay going. Come on. Look at this. Come on, Hoagie Fest. 7-3, Reds. 7-3.
Wow.
Man.
How about that?
Yeah, Hoagie Fest.
That one's flying away.
Could your game pick up a little bit? We got a runner on. I have over 12 and a half.
I need Vinny P in that game.
Who?
Vinny Pasquantino.
Is he from the neighborhood?
The deli.
I could see him making a nice pastrami on rye.
Vinny from the deli.
Nice Thousand Island dressing with that pastrami. No?
Sound like you haven't had dinner yet, Joe.
Haven't had dinner yet. I tell you what. Thousand Island dressing with a nice hamburger goes well, too. No bun. Look at this. Get the rebound. What are we doing?
Wow. Puck's bouncing all over the place.
I know,
here.
But that's Bobrovsky. I blame him. His blocker's
terrible. Florida at the other end. Almost.
Not almost. That Forsling, too? That shot?
I don't know.
That was. Forsling. 62 is Forsling. Guy's flying to the puck. He might be next goal scorer. Look at this.
He's all over the place, Joe.
Tell you what, MVP is wide open. MVP is wide open.
It's not, though. See, that's the thing. That's the only thing in that building right now that's a certainty. Who's going to win this game is very uncertain. Who's going to win the Conn Smythe is not.
Not confident.
Oh, it's over.
1-0 Marlins. You finally broke through.
There you go. Let's go. Do you see what he is live, Joe?
No, I didn't even look.
Minus 2,400.
Yeah.
Damn. Live. Bobrovsky, 44-1.
Take a shot. Guy's been Swiss cheese.
Kachuk, 160-1. Verhaeghe, 190-1. Maybe Verhaeghe scores 5 more goals tonight, Joe, and they'll give it to him. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159.
Good to have you with us here on a Monday night. Game 7, Edmonton and Florida. There's 2.5 left in the first period. 1-1. What's the matter?
6-2 Blue Jays.
Whoa, what happened there?
Hoagie Fest! Let's go!
Yeah, but you need Boston to tie it at 6 now, don't you?
Yeah, but that's okay. We got
all right, but things are turning around for you.
Your game's keeping me down. Your game's got one run.
They're in the third inning. Tonight. Calm down. We got a lifetime left.
The total was 9.5. The total was 9.5. Come on, Hoagie Fest.
You win the Hoagie Fest.
You know what I'm talking about? That's a big Jersey thing, you know?
You know what it was, Joe?
What?
It was a 3-run shot from Vlad.
Oh, Big Bad Vlad!
Big Bad Vlad.
Shot for Serrano!
Ringing the bell for you. How about that?
4-1 Cardinals. Everything coming together. Let's go! Vamos! Vamos! All right, let's choke out this team. Let's choke out this Oilers team. Let's go.
I love
when things turn around.
I'm sending Joe a little reading for next break, Joe. You can read that next break. That's for during the next break. That's not for now.
Okay.
So last break I told you it was -2400 for him to win the Conn Smythe. Now it's -1700, Joe. The number's moving. Barkov down to 7-1.
Right. Okay.
Right. Oh, I told you next break. I didn't say read it now.
I know.
Come on. You weren't supposed to do that now. This is for the break.
No, you got me. You know I have ADD.
Hey, can we get Vinny P here in the bottom of the third? Vinny P.
Vinny Pasquantino from the neighborhood.
Vinny P.
I was in the neighborhood yesterday. Statagine.
Were you?
Yeah, I played in a celebrity charity softball event.
Wait a second. Was it a celebrity game or a charity game?
No, it was
game?
A charity.
Which one was
charity.
It?
Charity. It was Knights of Columbus. I went out. It was, I'll send you the things. It was nice. Knights of Columbus and my cousin's production company. So they were raising money for her family. So it was good.
Wow.
Good time.
That's good.
90 degrees. 90 degrees. But what are you going to do? It was out there by 12.
It was hot at the Travelers, too, Joe.
Now, I saw you. Now, when you sent me that picture of Billy Ho,
yeah.
was that like him, like at the hole you were at, or ran in, like you saw him? And
I walked in. He was literally the first golfer I saw on the course when I walked in.
Mm. He's still
so I walked in. They had it. Yeah. I walked in, and it was like, I guess there was a couple different parking lots. God, I wish I was in a different one. But the parking lot I went in through was, I guess, by the eighth hole.
Right.
And I walked in that gate, and it was by the seventh green, and that's when Billy Ho was walking up to the seventh green after hitting his approach shot. And I saw him, and, like, you know, it's funny. Then he's walking over to the eighth, and, you know, the crowd, you know, hey, Billy, you know, and he's just such a stiff, gave him nothing. He gave him nothing. Yeah, some guys were good. So he was just like, leave me alone.
Really?
Gave, like, this that's little slow head nod, like, get out of my face.
Yeah, like, I'm Billy Ho. Who are you?
Yeah, I already gave you the preview for this week. We're on Toasty this week.
Are we? Top 20? Oh,
this is a great course. I think we go a unit on top 20 and a quarter unit on the win the whole thing.
You really feel like this guy? What about Griot then? I mean, Griot's a little bit better than Toasty.
We don't want Griot.
We don't want Griot.
No, okay. Griot. I don't even think Griot's playing. Griot's not even in this field.
Oh, all right. Can you root these games in? Can you root these games in? Give me a little mojo. Give me a little something.
I'll do what I can for you.
Nah, you won't. You say
I need Vinny P.
It's just a one-way street with you.
It is.
Totally.
I'm not going to disagree with that. If I'm not eating, nobody can.
Yeah, I know. It's very, very, and very typical. I know. It is what it is. What are you going to do, I guess?
I try, Joe. That's all that I can do. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this on the grid.